Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
Shockingly, the Priate from My Cold Dead Hands side of the aisle has found someone that they would like to pry firearms from, trans individuals. The Department of Justice is considering banning trans individuals from buying firearms, a move that is so stupid, even the NRA is against it. And they endorsed this guy 3 times for president. People inside the Department of Justice have told The Post that some members believe this draconian action can be accomplished as a follow-up on Trump's executive order barring military service by transgender people. How would he do this? It's simple. One option has him formally declaring people who identify as transgender as mentally ill, thus barring them from owning a firearm. Politicians are emotional vultures, and this is what Trump is doing right now, preying on people's outrage at a school shooting that claimed the lives of 2 young children. While the shooter, Robin Westman, legally purchased his firearms, so did every other person who bought a firearm at that location, and they didn't go on a murdering rampage at a school. Some people buy Sudafed because they have a headache. Others buy it because they like to make meth. This is not a reason to ban people with headaches from buying Sudafed. If there was a Venn diagram of people who want to ban trans individuals from buying firearms and those who are authoritarians, it would be a circle. The vast majority of mass shootings in the United States have no connection to transgender individuals. A trans ban would be a legal nightmare as well. Right now, federal law states that only a judge can declare someone mentally defective and take away their right to own a firearm. It would also be impossible to enforce. What are we going to do? Send the National Guard around inspecting people's genitals and birth certificates? Well, Trump might actually like that one, so maybe I shouldn't say it out loud ever again. Despite all of this, a Department of Justice spokesperson told the Daily Wire that a, quote, range of options are on the table. That sounds reassuring. He went on to say that, quote, under Attorney General Bondi's leadership, this Department of Justice is actively considering a range of options to prevent mentally unstable individuals from committing acts of violence, especially at schools. Can you read between the lines? They're leaving the door wide open on this issue. Get ready to show your pecker for a popper or your cooter for a shooter. Bondi is definitely a fan of gun control, by the way. As Florida Attorney General, she defended a state law raising the age to purchase firearms. And of course, she did this on the heels of the 2018 Parkland school shooting. She's also subpoenaed more than 20 doctors and clinics who provided transgender medical procedures to minors. While you may think that Trump will protect your gun rights and only ban those truly unstable, you might want to think again. Don't fall prey to the fallacy that chipping away at our civil rights is okay as long as we have a benevolent leader. You give someone too much power and that benevolent leader becomes a benevolent dictator that turns your rights against you. As Benjamin Franklin once said, if you trade a little bit of your liberty for security, you'll end up with neither. And while Trump may shroud himself in being a Second Amendment protector, he's already proven that he'll do what he wants, when he wants, with your Second Amendment rights. He won't respect laws, a judge, or your right to due process. Take a listen of this clip from Trump's first term.
In the position
or
of
might take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system, because a lot of times by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
When Trump isn't wining and dining the D.C. elite at the White House's Rose Garden Club, he's busy annihilating your Second Amendment rights. And while conservatives are jumping on the bandwagon for this one, let's stop and think about it. This isn't just bigoted and transphobic. It also defies common sense and our civil liberties. I personally find it funny that Trump, a felon who can't own a gun, is passing out dictates to people that he thinks shouldn't be allowed to own a gun. Especially since it's his kind, men, that are most likely to commit school shootings. According to James Allen Fox, a research professor of criminology, law, and public policy at Northeastern, quote, 95% of mass shootings are committed by men. He goes on to clarify that, quote, since 2006, there have been 589 mass shooters who've killed at least four victims. Of those shooters, 33 were women. Fox goes on to add that, quote, most of the female perpetrated cases involved family. His research has found that men and women take different approaches to violence. He says, quote, women tend to use violence as a self-defense mechanism to deal with threats that they feel against them. Men oftentimes use violence as an offensive weapon to establish control. As of last year, only 9 female students committed a school shooting since the 1999 killings at Columbine High School. In fact, just 4% of school shooters are female, according to the Washington Post database, which tracks only shootings that occur during the school day on K-12 campuses in which students are present. Let's not forget that men are also the ones to commit the majority of crime outside of school shootings, whether it's homicide, rape, robbery, aggravated assault, or criminal sexual contact. And when you look at the victim, it's of course mostly women, because when men get emotional, they like to express it with violence, usually targeted at women. Men also make up more than 93% of inmates, according to the Bureau of Prisons. And this bureau is costing us more than $68 billion this year alone. Men are disproportionately violent. They're disproportionately violent against women. They disproportionately fill our prisons. And they are a huge, huge burden to the taxpayers. $68 billion just this year. Maybe it's about time we just take guns away from men. Why not? They're the ones committing all these shootings. Since conservatives and Trump supporters love to defer to them so much, let's not forget what the founding fathers have told us about the importance of bearing arms. Thomas Jefferson once said in a letter to James Madison, quote, what country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms. Thomas Jefferson also wrote this banger, quote, the laws that forbid the carrying of arms are laws of such a nature. They disarm only those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes. Such laws make things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. They serve rather to encourage than to prevent homicides, for an unarmed man may be attacked with a greater confidence than an armed man. Trump is playing a game of chicken with our constitutional rights. He was then and he is now. First they come for the trans, and then they come for anyone else they don't like. He's already called his supporters that disagree with him over the Epstein files enemies. He's got soft martial law on the streets in D.C. And guess what? Who's next when he wants to take rights away? Women. So when his obsession with firearms gets heated up again, who do you think he's going to go after next? Women? Many don't want us to even be able to vote. People like J.D. Vance think we're useless after menopause and that childless cat ladies are a major scourge to society.
We're effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made, and so they want to make the rest of the country miserable too.
Where does it stop? If you can strip your political enemies, like trans people, from owning guns, then what stops them from moving to women, Democrats, people who live in California? The tyrants that rule us, right now, of the Republican class, would love nothing more than to easily capture rule over big blue states, just run them over. He's already sending the National Guard to 19 states and has threatened to try to take Greenland and Canada. He even wants to blow up Mexican drug cartels. When he disarms those that he doesn't like trans people, he can easily force his will, his tyranny, his authoritarian ways, his dictatorship over them with no resistance. That's the whole point of the Second Amendment. It's about protecting you from your government. As George Mason once said, quote, to disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.